Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we brought up the subject of Glenn Beck speaking at a convocation at Liberty University. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, would you say, Eric?
It is.
And they had Glenn Beck speak. And of course, the controversy is that Glenn Beck makes no bones about the fact that he is a Mormon. However, he said some things that we think were very misleading to the students there. One, of course, being that he said that he belongs to another Christian denomination.
And he knows better than to use the word denomination, because that obviously means Presbyterian, Methodist, Lutheran, Baptist. Mormons have never considered themselves to be part of another denomination of Christianity.
But what do you do, Eric, when you have a group of what I would call sometimes very inexperienced Christians that are going to Liberty? Just because they go to Liberty doesn't mean that these students are certainly well-versed in what Mormonism has to say. And so they hear this man give the impression that he's just another Christian like them. And we know for a fact that many of the students walked away from that meeting thinking just that.
And I think you're exactly right. But not everybody did, and we're going to talk about that later in the show. This is something we got to give the Liberty students credit. Many of them saw through this and were very critical of them bringing in Glenn Beck.
Well, if someone was to come into Liberty that everybody knew had a viewpoint that was the complete antithesis of the school, I would think the students and faculty would be more on their guard and listen very carefully to what was being said.
Well, let me give you an example. Last year, they had Donald Trump come. And he talked about one of the rules in marriage was you need to have a prenup. And my daughter said the students were rolling their eyes and mocking that statement and did not get a very good reception. But Donald Trump is a friend of Liberty and probably gives money, like Glenn Beck gave $50,000 at this visit on Friday, April 25th. Gave $50,000. That looks kind of dirty almost, you know, almost like I'll take your pulpit and here's a check for your organization. That came from his nonprofit organization. But having a guy like Donald Trump, I don't think anybody there, hopefully nobody there, was thinking, oh, Donald Trump is a stalwart Christian man.
Yeah, a theological giant. But now Glenn Beck comes on the scene and he portrays himself as having somewhat of a theological knowledge of what Christianity is all about. He talks about the importance of reading your Bible. But here's a point. Irenaeus of Lyon, France, was an early church father. He was an apologist. He was a disciple, you might say, of Polycarp, who, of course, was a disciple under John the Apostle. And this is what Irenaeus said. And I want to read the entire quotation because I think this sets the stage for what happened at Liberty. Irenaeus said, "Error, indeed, is never set forth in its naked deformity, lest being thus exposed, it should at once be detected. But it is craftily decked out in an attractive dress, so as, by its outward form, to make it appear to the inexperienced more true than true itself. One far superior to me has well said, in reference to this point, a clever imitation in glass casts contempt, as it were, on that precious jewel, the emerald, unless it come under the eye of one able to test and expose the counterfeit. Or again, what inexperienced person can with ease detect the presence of brass when it has been mixed up with silver?" Now, the fact that several students at Liberty walked away confused, thinking that maybe Glenn Beck does represent a Christian denomination.
And that's the impression firsthand my daughter received, and she called me the morning of this presentation and was beside herself. She couldn't believe all these students that she was talking to were saying, yeah, Mormons are Christian too, because they don't know very much about the religion. The Mormons have a university in Buena Vista, about an hour from Liberty's campus, where they are taking over the town. This is the BYU of the East, they proclaim it to be, and a lot of Latter-day Saints in Virginia, believe it or not. But I'm going to suggest to you, most people in the South, I just came from Florida a few weeks ago, very few people there know very much at all about the Mormon religion.
And this is the problem that we have, is because when you have a university like Liberty proclaiming itself to be a Christian school, to bring in someone of a very controversial religious background, and Mormonism has always been a controversial religion, especially because of its claim of representing true Christianity. You bring a person like that into this kind of a venue where he's speaking on religious subjects, I don't think that's fair to the students. Now, don't get the wrong impression, folks. We have no problem whatsoever bringing people into our Christian universities who have a differing viewpoint, but at least they should be understood up front to be a differing viewpoint. Help the kids out here.
Yeah, I mean, when Donald Trump says a prenup is one of the most important things you could get going into a marriage, I think most of the students were able to assimilate that information. This is not a Christian speaker telling us this. This is somebody of the world. And I guess he got an honorary doctorate or something from Liberty, which, what are you thinking on that one, Liberty? Why are you bringing in Donald Trump? He's not the epitome of Christian values in my mind.
I don't know. But some of the things that Glenn Beck said historically were kind of questionable to me. He tells this story about a sheriff who goes after Joseph Smith looking for money for a stove, and how Joseph Smith gives the guy a watch saying, "I owe no man anything." And this obscure story about the stove, who I don't know if even many historians even know about that, to that story. And it's a very obscure story. But I thought, well, what does this story really have anything to do with anything? If you're going to talk about Joseph Smith and try to tout him as such a man of virtue, then Mr. Beck, let's talk about his polyandry. Let's talk about his polygamy. Let's talk about his lying to his wife, Emma, about the wives that he was secretly marrying behind her back. There are so many areas of Joseph Smith's life that are certainly questionable, but to give the impression that because he gives this sheriff a watch that somehow he's an honest, upstanding person, I thought was pretty shallow. And he talks about a scene where before he goes to Carthage, he says how the people were going to raise up arms to protect him. And what does Joseph Smith allegedly tell them?
According to Beck, put down your guns no matter what happens and trust in the Lord.
Well, then how come Joseph Smith didn't do that when he was at Carthage jail? Because when the mob attacks Carthage jail, Joseph Smith already has on his possession a smuggled pistol. And according to John Taylor, he used that pistol to shoot three people, two of whom died. Now, he stuck to that story, as far as I know, for the rest of his life. So here, Joseph Smith, if he really told everyone else to lay down their arms, he certainly didn't follow his own advice. But that didn't get told in Glenn Beck's narrative. Why was that left out? And you have an article on the MRM site that talks about a lot of the things that Glenn Beck did not mention.
Yeah, that's on our main website, main page. You can go down partway and you'll be able to find that. Or you can go on to the site and /Glenn-Beck-Liberty. And Glenn was with two N's, and you'll be able to find that very easily. I think it's important for us to explain that there were things that people did not hear at Friday's convocation on April 25th, that if he was going to be quite honest and call it another denomination, he should have mentioned maybe some of the differences. Instead of just talking about the Bible, maybe he should have brought out the other scriptures in Mormonism. But Bill, I have good news. With all that we're saying here, we received 5 emails, which I think is almost unprecedented for any single article that we put up. Within 2 days, we had 5 different emails, all of them from Liberty. Apparently, the article that I wrote made its way onto some of the social media sites, and they were making their rounds. And so to get 5 emails from students, 4 of them students, 1 teacher, and let me tell you, 5-0 positive for the article that we wrote on our website. I want to read a couple of those if I could. One student says this: "I am a student at Liberty University and found out about you by reading the article about Glenn Beck at Convocation. I could not agree more with what you said." Another letter said this, gives her name and says, "I am a former student of Liberty University. Coming from a very Mormonized part of Idaho and transferring to Liberty in my junior year from a college where I was one of 6 non-Mormons in the entire department, professors included, I understand Mormonism and was shocked when my Liberty friends asked what a Mormon was. The message in your article is exactly what myself and many other students were trying to express to Liberty faculty before Mitt Romney's commencement speech, the closing cap at the biggest Christian university in the world. As a recent Liberty student who understands the predicament of the West, I sincerely thank you for your words. It goes on and talks about how Mormonism and Christianity are not the same. We even heard from one professor, and I'm not going to give his name because there is a little bit of a fear, I think, from some of the teachers, some of the professors that are there, that if they speak against this, that perhaps there could be punishment later. And I'm not saying that for sure. I'm just gathering that from what I read from this one professor. And he wanted me to know that many of the professors agree completely with me. And he even thought it was worse when they allowed Glenn Beck in 2010 to give the main address at the graduation ceremony. And he says he was appalled that students were clapping at everything that Beck had to say. He says it was actually better on Friday, April 25th's convocation. But I also am very proud of Liberty for having people think this through. My daughter was in a class with 10 other students, and the teacher brought this up about Glenn Beck and should he have been allowed in. And my daughter was so tickled when the conclusion of all the students and the professor alike was that this was a wrong thing to do. So we have to give credit that maybe this was a thing that God ordained for these students to start thinking outside the box and to be critical in their thinking.
If they are, in fact, involved in these discussions, which I would have to assume, though, Eric, probably most of the students are not. And what bothers me is how many of them went home that day thinking that somehow, because of Glenn Beck's reputation and the things that he said, that somehow Mormonism was not that different from what we understand Christianity to be. Anyway, all in all, I'm not real comfortable about this. I think it should have been done differently. If you're going to have Glenn Beck or someone like him come and speak, at least have a more openness as far as, I would say, at least have more of an opportunity to challenge him in what he actually does believe.
As a parent of a Liberty student who will continue on with her master's degree there, I would ask Liberty officials, rethink your policies.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to visit the Holy Land? If so, we've got an opportunity for you. Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson from Mormonism Research Ministry will be hosting a trip to Israel and Turkey in February 2015. We start with an optional 7-day trip to Turkey, as we'll see the seven churches of Revelation, including Ephesus, Laodicea, and Pergamum. Then, we head to Israel for 11 days, where we'll see amazing sights such as Caesarea, Upper Galilee, the Dead Sea, and Jerusalem. There'll be a special Joel Kramer Day as we climb up to Cave 1 in Qumran and see some incredible biblical sites. Your price includes airfare, 3- and 4-star hotels, professional guides and bus drivers, buffet meals, and all taxes and tips. To learn more, we invite you to visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon in the top right-hand corner of the page. Every family who signs up receives a complimentary copy of Joel Kramer's Jericho Unearthed. Again, please visit mrm.org to find out more about this exciting trip. No doubt, an experience that will forever change your life.